From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The White House has issued a terse warning to Iran, putting Tehran on notice in the wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch. It said violated a UN Security Council resolution, as well as an attack on a Saudi warship by Shia Houthi rebels that killed two Saudi sailors. Michael Flynn, President Donald Trump's national security advisor, condemned Monday's attack on the Saudi vessel off the coast of Yemen.
These are just the latest of a series of incidents in the past 6 months in which Houthi forces that Iran has trained and armed have struck Emirati and Saudi vessels and threaten United States and allied vessels transiting the Red Sea.
Flynn criticized the previous U.S. administration of failing to respond to what he called Iran's malign actions.
The Trump administration condemns such actions by Iran that undermine security, prosperity, and stability throughout and beyond the Middle East, which places American lives at risk.
A Pentagon spokesman says there was no change in the U.S. military posture in the region, but Trump administration officials in a background briefing said the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure and assistance to Iran's adversaries. Iran Wednesday confirmed a ballistic missile test Sunday, but its defense minister said it did not violate the 2015 nuclear agreement or a U.N. Security Council resolution endorsing the pact. Longtime Congolese opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi has died while in Brussels for a medical checkup. He was 84. His death occurred as talks about implementing a December agreement are underway in Kinshasa to defuse a political impasse over the succession process once President Joseph Kabila steps down by year's end. Tshisekedi's death deprives the opposition of its principal figurehead. His son Felix is expected to be named prime minister in a forthcoming power-sharing government. This is VOA News. Israeli police Wednesday moved in with bulldozers to take down dozens of homes of Jewish settlers at an outpost the country's Supreme Court ruled were illegally built on private Palestinian land in the West Bank. Dozens of settlers chanted and sang as hundreds of police moved in, forcibly removing them from the Amona outpost near Ramallah. Minor scuffles broke out. Settlers threw rocks at the police and set up barricades to slow their advance. Tuesday, Israel announced approval of building another 3,000 homes in the West Bank. The U.S. Senate late Wednesday confirmed Rex Tillerson as President Donald Trump's Secretary of State in a 56-43 vote. Mr. Trump said his abilities are sorely needed.
You bring the unique skills and deep insights, and I've gotten to see it firsthand, into foreign diplomacy our nation needs to foster stability and security in a world too often trapped, and right now it's trapped, in violence and in war.
Several lawmakers expressed concern over Tillerson's ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin while head of the energy firm ExxonMobil. Other lawmakers backed the 64-year-old Tillerson and wanted him confirmed quickly to complete the president's national security team. Mr. Trump Wednesday made an unannounced trip to Dover Air Force Base and to honor the return of the body of 36-year-old Navy SEAL Chief Special Warfare Operator William Ryan Owens, killed during a raid Sunday on an al-Qaeda compound in Yemen. Three other U.S. service personnel were wounded. 14 jihadists were killed. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Wednesday called on Russia to use its influence with rebel separatists in eastern Ukraine to end fighting there that's flared in recent days. Casualties are mounting. Water and electricity have been cut to local residents. At least 11 people have been killed since Sunday. Alexander Hug of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe took part in an urgent meeting in Minsk of the so-called contact group, described the situation as unpredictable and unstable.
And it's caused by the failure of the so-called DPR and the Ukrainian armed forces to withdraw their heavy weapons. And it's caused by the close proximity of the armed formations and the Ukrainian armed forces.
Each side is blaming the other for the violence, seen as the worst there in months. The UN Wednesday condemned an attack along the Cameroon-Nigerian border that killed a UN contractor and four others, the contractor's nationality not released. The attack occurred Tuesday near the Cameroonian border town of Concha. Shares of Apple stock soared on record company revenues, helping push Wall Street higher Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones gaining 27 points to 19,890. Meanwhile, U.S. central bank policymakers decided to keep interest rates steady while indicating job gains remain solid, inflation and consumer confidence on the rise. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.